Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join in and spend some time in His presence. Worship with us. Be refreshed. Let's lift Him up together. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And of course, that song comes from a scriptural basis, Ephesians 6:10, where Paul said, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Hallelujah. Well, the devil is no match for the saints of God. We are full of power through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been endued with power because we have been filled with the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 13:12 is the word of God to begin today's broadcast. "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you are inviting someone to worship with you and telling them about our website. I'll try to give you that information just a little later on. And if you will, be ready to take down some contact information. Well, let's get started and let's worship and praise the Lord. From the Holiness Hymns of Praise, page 14, here's a great song simply entitled "Beautiful." Beautiful robe so white, beautiful land of light, beautiful home so bright, where there shall come no night. Beautiful crown I'll wear, shining with stars o'er there, yonder in mansions fair, gather us there. Beautiful robe, beautiful land, beautiful home so bright, beautiful band of mine, beautiful crown shining so fair, beautiful mansions bright, gather us there. Beautiful thought to me, we shall forever be thine in eternity, where from this world we're free, free from all toil and care, heavenly joys to share. Let me cross over there, this is my prayer. Beautiful things on high, over in yonder sky, then shall leave this shore, counting my treasures o'er, where we shall never die, carry me by and by, never to sorrow more, heavenly store. Beautiful robes, beautiful land, beautiful home, beautiful band, beautiful crown, shining so fair, beautiful. beautiful mansions, right, gather us there. Hallelujah. And if you do have song requests or prayer requests, please send them to us. We'd be more than happy to do our best to try to honor your song request. Sometimes it might take a few days to get it on, but we'll do our best, and we'll certainly start praying over your prayer request immediately. So be sure you contact us and let us know what they are if you would like for us to pray for you. Well, our precious promise before we pray comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. He said, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and he shall gently lead those that are with young." We're talking about the great shepherd, the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Let's pray together now. Let's just bring our needs and petitions to the Lord. Let's just collectively call upon him. We thank you, Lord, today because you do feed us like a shepherd. And the reason you feed us like a shepherd is because you are a shepherd. Lord, we're so glad that you gather the lambs with your arms and you carry us in your bosom and you gently lead those that are with young. Lord, what a great picture. What a great story and a great referral here. Lord, what a great teaching. What sound doctrine there is in this verse of Scripture. We thank you so much, Lord, for your tender care and your love to your people. We thank you today, Lord, for loving us so much that you gave your life for the world. You shed your blood that we might be saved. Thank you, Lord, for washing away our sins. Thank you for cleansing us from all blood guiltiness. Thank you, Lord, for taking away that heavy load of guilt and shame. Heavenly Father, use us today for your glory. Let this little broadcast ministry, Lord, touch some heart. It's not very long in minutes, but Lord, it could be very, very powerful in the Word and the Spirit of God. Use it now, touch some heart. May this be the day that someone finds you a Savior. Touch those that are sick today. Meet every need as individuals are praying, Lord, across the airwaves today. Just hear their prayers as they pray with us and meet them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, if you pray, let's praise him now. Just to have a touch, Lord, from you. To help with the trials I go through. Though dark may be the night, he'll send a ray of light. Just to have a touch, Lord, from you. Let's praise him and let's sing it again one more time. Just to have a touch, Lord, from you. To help with the trials I go through. The dark may be the night, he'll send a ray of light. Just to have a touch, Lord, from you. And I'll try to give you the contact information at the end of the service today. Sister Linda is my favorite singer. She's going to bless us with one called "He Is Here."
I see listen closely, hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. I searched for peace among the shadows, dark and lonely. Gave up on finding that strong and lasting love. I tasted all the things that sin could think to offer me, but today I feast on manna from above. Oh, he is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him.
In the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. We are living in the end of time. There have been some events just recently in our world that have let us know we are on the verge of the coming of Jesus. And I really don't understand how we are still here. But Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready for him? Send any cards, letters, checks, money orders, song, prayer requests, any correspondence to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410, and the website www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
He is here.